The site is located a short distance away from the railway stop of Santa Maria delle Mole in the municipality of Marino. Here, archaeologists have also unearthed a well-preserved stretch of the basalt paving of the Via Appia between the 10th and 11th milestones. To the southwest of the road is a paved area leading to a bathhouse built during the Imperial Roman period, due to the presence here of natural springs of sulphur water, which provided other services to travellers. The bathhouse, which was probably highly frequented, had three entrances, with well-worn thresholds due to intense use, leading into a corridor. Bronze admission tokens were probably used to access the baths, as several have been found on the site. To date, archaeologists have investigated 15 rooms, but the building was probably much larger. The first room opening off the entrance corridor was unheated and served as a changing room and a frigidarium with a cold pool. This was followed by a room with a warm pool called a tepidarium, a sauna called a sudatio, and a room with hot pools called a calidarium. The tepidarium, sudatio, and calidarium still preserve traces of the heating system, which consisted of hot air produced by wood-fired furnaces called praefernia, circulating both inside the walls and under the floor, which was raised above the ground by pillars called suspensure. Metal tanks placed near the furnaces fed hot water into the bathing pools. The building, dated to the 1st century AD, with opus reticulatum walls, was transformed over time with the addition of extensions featuring opus listatum walls. The flooring was either marble slabs or mosaics. A section of black and white mosaic flooring is still in place. The long period of use, until the 3rd century AD, is evidenced by a number of finds at the site, including coins with the effigies of the emperors Domitian, Hadrian, Marcus Aurelius, and Gordian III, as well as of Lucilla Augusta. After being abandoned, the marble cladding was stripped off the walls to be used elsewhere. Several of the pools, in fact, hardly feature any traces of marble at all.